Live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for... Wow, it's already Wednesday, February the 24th, in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is our What Up To, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject, I say it again, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. You say, Sam, why would you reject the revolution? People have God-given rights. When government, when government's out of control, you know, they don't carry out the peaceful ends. You got to stop it, says the Declaration of Independence. You gotta go independent, buddy. Come on. Yeah, I know. I know that's what y'all think, and I agree with the Declaration of Independence. General point that we the people are in charge, no doubt about it. However, we have the peaceful means for restoration. See, no other culture, no other society has ever had that, folks. The supreme law of the land, the Constitution, makes that all possible. And so we can peacefully restore the republic, folks. We can use the supreme law of the land, the checks and balances built therein to resolve the problems we face. You got election fraud? Don't go to the Supreme Court justices. You know, the nine so far away, hundreds, thousands of miles from the people. That's like going to King George for a redress of grievance. Don't you get it? Go to your local municipalities at the county level and the precinct level and demand accountability there. See, the checks and balances, the jurisdictional realities, the separation of powers are one of the great key components of our Constitution. And what I find fascinating is everybody seems to want to blame the Constitution for the problems. Golly, well, the Constitution doesn't work. Well, the Constitution is officially dead or whatever they say. I don't buy any of that, folks. I believe the supreme law of the land is still the supreme law of the land. Got it? And I also believe that it's up to us, we the people, to uphold it. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're doing absolutely fantastic. I believe in this great country, and I'm not going to be downing America. That's not who I am. That's not what I do. I'm positive. I'm grateful. I'm appreciative of the greatest country on the face of the earth. I'm appreciative for those who fought and bled, died, their sacred fortunes, their sacred honors on the line for it. And I want to be one of the people that peacefully do the same. You say, Sam, you don't even get it. The founders weren't peaceful. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe the founders were incredibly peaceful people. You say, what are you talking about, man? They had a big old war and stuff. I know. But they remained peaceful with King George as long as they possibly could, ladies and gentlemen. They literally did all within their power to resolve things peacefully. You think the revolution was only a couple of years in the making and a couple of years in the carrying out of the war, and that was the end of that? Not true. Go study history. They were peaceful for literally decades as King George became more and more and more abusive. Okay? This is a situation to understand. They documented their grievances, their abuses, the wrongs that they had endured. In the Declaration of Independence, like nobody's business, they wanted to defend themselves and say, you know what, we've done everything we can to prevent getting to this case, this situation. Now we need to document our course of action before God and before witnesses this day. And they literally laid out what does it say? To a candid world, to people who understand, to people who, you know, get it, to people who, okay, they painstakingly took the time to document their course and the need for their action. Have we done similar? See, I think not. People say, oh, Sam, we've done everything we can, by golly. I don't even close to agree. Let me say it again. I don't even close to agree. We haven't done anything close to those kind of things. You say, what are you talking about? Who's gone to their local precinct and said, we think there might be voter fraud here in my local precinct? Who's gone to your county and said to the district attorney and to the county council or the county commissioner, whatever you've got there, hey, we feel like there's vote fraud in our county. We need you to look at it. We want to file an official complaint. So who's gone to the district attorney? Who's gone to the county commission? Who's gone to the sheriff, the local county sheriff? There's 3,000 of them in America. Who's gone to the county sheriff and said, I believe there's vote fraud, and I need you to help me look into this. We need investigations into this, and we need it now. Okay, how many of you have done that? And the answer is none of you. Not a single one of you. And you say, well, you haven't either, Sam, have you? Well, I've tried to get a hold of my sheriff on multiple occasions, and it's pretty hard for me to even get a hold of the guy. But yes, I've tried. In fact, I've literally tried to sit down with all 29 sheriffs in the state of Utah. Did you know that? There's 29 sheriffs in our state, 29 counties. I've tried to go meet with all of them. In fact, I offered to set up at a place called Liberty Hall. I've offered to set up a meeting with all 29 sheriffs where they can meet with a few unique key members of the public and a few organizations to try to peacefully work on things and say, when things go, you know, if there gets to be riots or trouble in this, how can we, the people, help you, sheriffs? What can we do to work together? I've tried to set up an appropriate off-the-record dialogue between patriot groups and sheriffs in my complete state for all 29 of them, and I offered to set up a dinner, a catered dinner, where we'd invite the sheriffs and their deputies to come. We would pay for it all, and we would sit down and eat dinner, have a little bit of a program, hear from the sheriffs, hear from a couple of members of the public, and then, you know what, create a working lunch or dinner, or whatever you want to call it, where we could work on some of these things. What can be done? How do we peacefully deal with these things? The patriots are feeling wronged. The sheriffs are feeling like patriot groups are too radical and out of control. How do we peacefully come together in a civilized way? How do we have a clarion call for civility? How do we? Okay, I tried to put that together for my whole state, and you know what? I was rejected by the sheriffs. They said, nah, not interested, buddy. We're not really interested in meeting with you. And I'm thinking, why? I've committed no crime. Let me say that again. I've committed no crime. I've been respectful. I have not been belligerent and in their face. I've been respectful. I have offered to sit down in a civil discussion. I have offered to kind of be the mediator between those groups in many ways, a few different times. I have, backed away from any conflict scenarios. So the Capitol, I didn't go to. I wanted to go, but then it just didn't work out. And then I felt like, hey, you know what, when I heard all the violence, and I decided it's probably not for me. I broadcast live from the Republican National Convention, went there peacefully inside, interviewed a lot of key people there, the governor of my state, the lieutenant governor, the attorney general, several other people. Okay. I've been involved and interviewed senators and congressmen, and, you know, I've had Senator Lee on the radio program with me. Right. I've had several of my Utah congressmen, several senators and congressmen across the country. Okay, I've interviewed Donald Trump Jr. and his brother Eric Trump Jr. And, you know, I'm not trying to tell you that I'm important. I'm trying to get across something. I've been very peaceful and very vocal and very involved for a long time. You could say, Sam, your track record's a little too radical. In which way? In which way have I advocated something too radical? Okay, I'm all about rejecting revolution and standing for peaceful restoration. I'm all about saying that it's God, family, and country that should be our focus. I'm all about saying it's the protection of life, liberty, and property that ought to be the focus. When they had a chance to go to the Malheur Wildlife Refuge, me and many others said, no, we're not going. We think that's too radical of a stance. We're not doing that. And we did everything we could to influence people not to go and do that, including writing a press release against it, politely saying, you know what? We support the cause or the concerns that people have. In other words, we believe their concerns are just. Government's too out of control. Government doesn't have the right to control all the state lands in Utah and state lands within the several states, etc. But we articulated, we think that their tactics are all wrong. We shouldn't do it. We've been peaceful literally at every turn. We even had the Southern Poverty Law Center say, hey, you guys are promoting radicalism. In Valley Forge, Tom DeWeese, Sam Bushman, Richard Mack, and others speaking there for a political event and a rally and a press we had a press conference and everything else, an event. And the Southern Poverty Law Center slipped one of their members in, came and lied and said, we promoted violence. We brought out the videos and said, you're lying. There's no violent promotion here whatsoever. We will sue you, Southern Poverty Law Center, if you don't change. And they wrote Richard Mack an apology letter and said, we're so sorry we got it wrong. Nevertheless, they've called us hate groups and terrorists and forever. They say that the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association is a hate group. That's an absolute lie. We have tried to bring sheriffs and peace officers together under the Constitution. We prepare constitutional training about one's oath of office. We prepare training to understand the sheriff's responsibility to defend people's rights based on the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights. We create de-escalation training for sheriffs and police officers all across the country. See, how is any of that stuff violent? Well, Sam, you showed up there. You had a couple of your representatives show up at the Bundy Ranch there. And no, all we tried to do is stop violence, just like Bo Greitz did and others did in the Randy Weaver case. Okay? We have tried to head off violence, just like people have tried to stop the Branch Davidian slaughter. Okay, we have stood up for those things. Now you say, well, Sam, well, you're involved in conspiracy talk. You believe there's vote fraud. You know what? I have every right to my belief. That doesn't mean that I'm a terrorist or that I'm a ne'er-do-well or that I'm not worthy of being met with or that I'm not worthy of discussion. Do we believe in the First Amendment and the freedom of speech and the freedom of thought and freedom of association, or do we not in America today? If you ask some of the Democrats, the belligerents, the liberals, we do not today, do we? In fact, we disagree with anything you think or say, and you're gone, you're dead, you're done. You're virtually speaking over. Okay, is that what we believe in America? See, if my sheriff is going to say to me, Sam, you're not a worthy constituent because I don't agree with your viewpoint or your thought pattern or your stance on a given topic, what have we come to in America? Okay, so if you're gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, whatever the Q stands for, I'm not sure if it's queer or questioning. I'm not trying to be offensive. I don't know. Okay, whatever it is, are you... Okay, but Sam, because he believes the Constitution is not, because Sam doesn't believe, for example, that the voting was on the up and up, that I'm more of a problem than that group? What about the group that promotes abortions and murders babies? Can you meet with those guys and they're okay, but I'm not? See, where do we go with this kind of logic, folks? I digress. I gotta get back talking about liberty. Well, wait a minute. Isn't that what I am talking about? That's what this program is always about, the sacred cause of liberty.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads, a divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's document our peaceful intent as we have always done for 25 plus years on the radio, ladies and gentlemen. Do you realize this is our 25th year in broadcasting? And you say, wait a minute, Sam, I thought you'd been in broadcasting longer than 25 years. I have, but this is the 25th year of Liberty Roundtable. When it started out, the program used to be called Your Business. We keep items of interest, Your Business. And so we've been on the air with this show for 25 years this year. Tremendous. Tremendous indeed, ladies and gentlemen. We've been at it for a long time. Anyway, I'm telling you, our peaceful intent, I don't believe we could document it any better than we have. Okay, we've really, really worked hard to walk the fine line. How do you be patriotic? How do you be liberty-minded? How do you stand for the Constitution? The Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence? In other words, how do you stand with the Founding Fathers? How do you stand with the conservative side of the discussion points, but yet not cross the line and be whatever they want you to believe? Unpatriotic or a threat or a domestic whatever or whatever. Okay, what can we do? And the problem is the other side, the liberals, the extreme, whatever word you want to use. Some would say the left. How do we stand boldly, nobly, independently? How do we advocate for God, family, and country? How do we protect life, liberty, and property? How do we do all these things? As a buddy of mine, Michael Badnarik, used to say, you know what? Just don't beat me up and don't take my stuff, okay? Just leave me alone. Just don't beat me up and don't take my stuff. How do we do that and advocate for that, but yet not have them paint us as a radical, as an extremist, as a, okay, all that stuff? Is it possible? And sadly, I don't think it's possible because they know we're not those things. But they also know that they can use those labels to manipulate the public and describe us in ways that are, oh, it's hard to say if they're libel and slanderous because the courts have taken unique views on that of recent year. But how do we deal with that? How do we educate? How do we help people get it? Right? Facebook, for example, says PragerU now is fake news. And I look at that and I go, wait a minute, PragerU, that's Dennis Prager, the well-known conservative but mainstream talk show host to a great degree. How is that guy peddling fake news? The answer is it's not true. But what do you do if you're Dennis Prager? How do you deal with those allegations, right? I don't really know, to be honest with you. Because what's Facebook and these big media services, I don't know how you deal with it. I really don't. I'm not trying to be flippant or offensive, but how do you deal with such allegations that are so blatantly, I mean blatantly false? Right? Facebook literally says PragerU is fake news? So it doesn't matter how well they document their information, right? They're fake news. Why? Because Facebook says so. That's why. See, how do you deal with that? How do you overcome that? How do you argue for the truth? Dear PragerU supporter, Facebook is blatantly censoring PragerU content, limiting our reach to the very people who choose, let me say that again, who choose to follow our page. Okay? So it doesn't matter if you choose to follow the page or not, right? Americans who share our values, hiding behind its, quote, biased third-party, quote, fact checkers, Facebook continues to slap false news labels on anything they simply disagree with. Wow. There's also, and listen to this very, very carefully, there's also no valid appeal process. As a self-appointed arbiter of truth, Facebook has decreed that any viewpoint differing from the leftist worldview is now fake news. Is this the kind of America we want to live in? It's a fair question. Are we going to allow the left to dictate what we can say online? PragerU won't stand for it. That's PragerU University, and neither will we. Facebook is censoring PragerU content. Help us fight back. Make a donation today, and they go on. PragerU has millions of Facebook followers and is one of the leading voices for conservative content online. Every day we hold the mainstream press accountable for blatant misinformation. However, big tech doesn't like the conservative voices, so they censor. Here's what we're doing about it with your support, says PragerU. Educating millions about this grave threat. If we lose our freedom of speech, we will lose it all. battling big tech with lawsuits while fighting in the court of public opinion to wake America up, building our distribution channels like our website, our free mobile app, to reach young Americans directly, growing grassroots programs like Prager Force. I guess there's a lot of program. I guess there's also PragerU resources for educators and parents. They're preparing to get around censorship and make sure that our voices are actually heard. Right? That's great news. With your support, we can fight back against big tech and continues to reach millions of young people with our content and our information. Thank you, PragerU team. This is an example where, folks, you better take this seriously, because Liberty Roundtable Live, Liberty News Radio, Liberty, or LovingLiberty.net, we're all in the same battle together. They want to shut us down, and they want to use labels to pin the tail on the donkey, so to speak. They want to use labels, in my opinion, to destroy our credibility. All right? It's dishonest. It's unfair. It's not right. What do? Well, the answer is we work together. The answer is you better put your money where your mouth is and support our conservative news channels. Educate those around you. All right? We got to work together, folks. All right? David Kapilian just emailed me as well. And David Kapilian's speaking out quite boldly, too, just like Dennis Prager is. David Kapilian works with WND.com. All right? In my opinion, these groups are heroes. Now, we do a lot of good, too. Okay, I'm not trying to really just take credit, but I'm saying, hey, there's the few of us who are working really hard for the sacred cause of liberty. All right? Headline says, YouTube throttles WND for defending Trump supporter Mike Lindell. Now, David Kapilian recounts Big Tech's latest attack on internet searches and the internet's original Christian news site, WND.com. Dear WorldNet Daily, or WND reader, Big Tech is attacking WND again. Here's the latest attempt to put one of the internet's biggest or largest and oldest and most storied news organizations flat out of business. Recently outraged by the libeling and canceling of prominent Trump supporter, MyPillow guy, Mike Lindell, who is also being sued for $1.3 billion by Dominion Voting Systems because of his vote beliefs or his allegations, well, WND.com was defending Mike Lindell. What was WND's crime? The usual. Telling the truth and defending a staunch Donald Trump supporter. That's not allowed anymore in our society, folks. That's the point I'm getting at. Let's take two steps back and look at the big picture, says David Kapilian. As we have been urgently warning about for over 4 years, the lords of the internet, Google, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and others, are finally making their move for an all-out, no-disguise assault. Right? All-out assault on your ability to receive information. Right? They want an all-out, undisguised, totalitarian control of everything you're allowed to read, watch, hear, and see. Wow.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Former Capitol security officials clashed publicly on Tuesday over the events surrounding last month's assault on Capitol Hill, casting blame on the intelligence community and the Pentagon while delivering conflicting accounts on how things unfolded. There were major discrepancies between former Capitol Police Chief Stephen Sund and former House Sergeant at Arms Paul Irving as they recounted their actions before and during the January 6th occupation. Tiger Woods is in the hospital with serious leg injuries after a vehicle he was driving went off the road and rolled over several times in a Los Angeles suburb Tuesday morning. Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department said the cause of the crash was still under investigation, but that Woods was traveling at a relatively greater speed than normal.
That the jaws of life was utilized to extricate the person trapped.
It's reported Tiger shattered his right ankle and had metal pins put into leg brakes at Harbor UCLA Hospital. USA Radio News.
Can you really believe the news? So much spin. Americans just don't trust big media. And if you're really tired of the old news, check out Newsmax TV, the fastest growing network in America. It's on all major cable systems. Each night, watch Newsmax TV and see big shows with Sean Spicer, Greg Kelly, Lindsey Keith, Stinchfield, and Rob Schmidt. They're exposing Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi's surprising agenda. So tune into Newsmax anytime. If your cable doesn't carry it, call them and tell them you can go to another service that does. Or you can download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. It's free, and you can watch it anywhere in the world. Newsmax is also free on TVs like Samsung, LG, and Vizio. And millions of people watch Newsmax on Roku, YouTube, Pluto, Zumo, Apple TV, and more. There's a reason 30 million Americans watch Newsmax TV all the time. Check it out today. Newsmax is real news for real people.
A grand jury in New York State voted not to indict police officers for the death of Daniel Prude, a black man who died of asphyxiation while in police custody in March 2020 in the upstate city of Rochester. Humans were not the only ones stunned by last week's winter storms. Hundreds of sea turtles suffered as well. Texas, USA Radio News Bureau's John Clemens dives in.
Hey, probably we'll walk them over to the side right there.
That was the sound of the U.S. Coast Guard working with rescue organizations to release the sea turtles back into the water off Corpus Christi, Texas. Sea turtles are cold-blooded creatures, meaning they can't regulate their own body heat. During the frigid weather, they develop hypothermia, becoming lethargic, and actually float to the surface as they become stunned by the cold. Rescue volunteers were able to bring the sea turtles to area warming tanks. Now, with the water above 55 degrees, the sea turtles were gently dropped back into the water.
Woo! There you go. That was feisty.
USA Radio News.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
Live and on your radio, I am Sam Bushman, ladies and gentlemen, breaking it down just for you. News organizations and groups like Liberty Roundtable Live, LovingLiberty.net, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, PragerU, WorldNet Daily. We're all getting attacked like nobody's business, ladies and gentlemen, by the mainstream. They want to basically claim we're all fake news. I don't know how, but we need to sue them for libel and slander over this, but the problem is our lawsuits go nowhere. They claim we don't have any standing, or they manipulate and play games. News is really important in America, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't have the truth, I don't see how you're going to defend the sacred cause of liberty. Facebook says PragerU is fake news. PragerU.com. Dennis Prager doing a phenomenal job. YouTube throttles WND for defending Trump supporter Mike Lindell. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is serious. This is serious indeed, okay? Think about this for a minute, ladies and gentlemen. For Twitter to literally ban, permanently ban the sitting president of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump, all right? Just a month before Donald Trump was known as, well, a Gallup survey of Americans revealed President Trump to be what? A most admired man in the world? Big Mac, Big Tech's mask is off, folks. President Trump was one of the most admired men in the world, according to these surveys. And he was set up, what, for Nobel Peace Prizes and all kinds of stuff? No more congressional hearings where big tech oligarchs make excuses or blame mid-level employees when they ban Christians and pro-lifers and others. Those days are over. Okay? They're now wildly purging conservatives. They've taken this event at the Capitol, and now they just say, you're a terrorist. You're just out of control. You've got to be stopped. With all this in mind, let me talk to you for a minute about WorldNet Daily, says David Kapilian. What on earth, you might ask, can WND.com do to possibly counter the insanity and unprecedented wickedness rising up all around us? And this is why I like WorldNet Daily, folks. This is why I focus on them so much. Are they a perfect news organization? No, they're not. None of us are. But they're doing a great work, folks. They really are. Of all the news organizations, I would say WorldNet Daily or WND.com is one of my top ones. They say, here's what we can do. We can honestly, accurately, and fearlessly shine a light, a very bright journalistic light, into all the growing darkness that is trying to overtake us and overtake our country. We can focus that light on dispelling disinformation everywhere it's found. That is precisely what Thomas Jefferson had in mind when he said the only security of all is in a free press. He understood, folks. Thomas Jefferson said the only security of all is in a free press. He knew that an honest, truth-oriented press is essential for a free society to continue to exist. And yet that's also the very reason that big tech, like the maniacal leftist juggernaut of which it's a part, doesn't want a free press, folks. They don't want a free press in America. Get it? We at WorldNet Daily or WND have always known this. That's why our motto since way back in 1997 is, it's long before the rest of the media pack and the big tech groups existed. See, I disagree with that statement. They've been around building this tyranny for decades, folks, if you go study it. But nevertheless, it's been a free press for a free people. That's the motto of WND. However, right now, just when our country needs a free press more than ever, the free press happens to be in a very tough situation. As I indicated earlier, you know what? Big tech has been trying to kill WND for a very long time. For years, Google has set its search algorithms to push WND way, way down in its search results. Okay, think about that for a minute. We've been virtually, quote, disappeared, as they say in communist countries. See, that's a true story. The Southern Poverty Law Center, the left-wing hate group in bed with big tech, that's who big tech relies on for their news and their information. But they characterize WND as a hate group when engaging in manipulative fear-mongering and outright lies in the media. Outright fabrications designed to further the paranoid, gay-hating, conspiratorial and apocalyptic visions from the fringes of the far right and fundamentalist world translation. So you just got this big lie by the Southern Poverty Law Center of who we are. Last September, for example, Facebook suddenly decided to massively suppress WND's traffic on their platform. No reasons given. Yeah. At the same time, three major international online ad companies, let me tell you who they are. One's called Triple Lift, App Nexus Xander, and T Ads, I think is how you say it, T-E-A-D-S, T Ads, all three, all canceled WND basically attacking their revenues. And of course, the tech monopolies have long been perpetrating an all-out assault on the operating revenues of WND by vacuuming up the vast majority of online ad revenue. As I, meaning David Kapilian, said earlier, WND has been warning not for months, but for years that all this was coming, and at first WND was laughed at. Now many of the people that laughed at WND are feeling the pain, ladies and gentlemen. And I stick with WND because I've been dealing with this firsthand as well. Friends, we are fighters here at WND. And we still intend, as long as God allows us, to exist as a news organization to shout the truth from the rooftops and publish it from sea to shining sea. Wow. WND continues to sound the alarm, expose their totalitarian agenda. There is, thank goodness, some good news, says David Kapilian. There's one key factor in WND's continued existence and well-being that neither Big Tech, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, nor the lying mainstream media can touch. That is that you remain as a partner with us in shedding the light on the darkness. Therefore, I am humbly but boldly asking you during this troubled time for our beloved country to donate. And they go on. Anyway, I don't mean to ignore the donation part. Go to WND.com and donate. I'm not suggesting you shouldn't. I am suggesting, though, that there's a lot of us that need your donations. All right? We can honestly, accurately, and fearlessly shine a journalistic bright light on all the shenanigans going on, folks. Okay? There's a lot to this. And I commend WND for standing up and writing such bold prose relating to this. I commend them. I appreciate them. We need more of it. But Dennis Prager and WND, in my opinion, two of the biggest fighters for freedom, if you will, on the internet today. Are they perfect? I don't think so. None of us are. But there's the answer from David Kapilian. Doing a great job, in my opinion. Thanks, David. The other thing that I like about WND is that, you know what, I've worked with a lot of news organizations in my day, ladies and gentlemen. All right? And I want you to know this. A lot of the so-called, what do you want to call it? A lot of the leaders in the liberty movement are about impossible to get a hold of. Okay? Meaning that you can't talk to them. They've got, I don't know what these people have around them. It's hard for me to say. But they've got minions around them to where you can't talk to the real people. And that always concerns me. Okay, that's always concerned me. Because you know what? I'm a non-believer in elitists or a non-believer in two classes of people or whatever. It's like the untouchables and the rest of us or whatever. I don't believe in any of that. Anyway, I bring that up because I've always been able to get a hold of the WorldNet Daily people, WND.com. I've been able to get a hold of their journalists, their owners, their lead editors. I'll tell you about it. Hang tight.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody ever having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Live and on your radio, ladies and gentlemen, I am Sam Bushman. Hard-hitting talk at your fingertips always. 6 days a week on your favorite news, the network refused to use radio station. Syndicated by LovingLiberty.net. Spread the word, tell the tale, live and on-demand radio free. LovingLiberty.net also is much more than just a radio network. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, they have a Liberty Hall, a place for venues and meet and greet and education, and a whole lot more. They also have a network of people that are working together to bring businesses to your attention that are patriotic businesses, so we can do business with the good guys, as my buddy, the late Joyce Riley, fellow talk show host, used to say, do business with the good guys, folks. Anyway, speaking of that, this half hour is brought to you in part by Raw Honey, delivered directly to your door. Get a hold of Kurt Crosby to learn more. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. You can email him, Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. You can text him on that same number, 801-669-2211. You can call him, text him, email him. Let's see. You can also go to the website. Check it out. LocalHoneyMan.com. Spread the word. I digress. I was saying right before the pause that, you know what? WND.com has always been normal people, in my opinion. Look, there's a big, unique, interesting difference. When you can get a hold of somebody, you kind of start to say in your mind, maybe they're not super elite. Maybe they're just normal. Maybe they're like us. When you can get a hold of somebody. Now, I get that people are busy and you can't get a hold of executives or, you know, some people. I'm really busy too. And sometimes I'm a little bit harder to get a hold of. It takes me a bit to call somebody back or something like that. But I'm not untouchable. It is possible to email me. It is possible for me to have me, you know, to have me call you back. Sometimes I get super swamped because I travel, because I run an IT company. I have a day job in addition to radio. And so sometimes I'm a little bit harder to get a hold of, but I'm never untouchable. Okay. And but some of these elitists are untouchable. One of the things that I've loved about WND.com is that they are not untouchable. I've been able to get a hold of WND.com journalists and interview many of them. I've had several of their journalists on the radio. Okay, and they're great people. I've planned events and had several other journalists attend the events that we've planned, even. I've been on a speaking stage with a couple of their journalists. I have been able to contact their chief editor, David Kapilian, who's been on the show more than once, several times. I've been able to contact him when I have something to talk to him about. Joseph Farah is one of the owners, and I don't know the exact ownership structure now because Joseph has had some health problems. I don't call Joseph now because I know the poor guy's just, you know, doing the best that they can. However, I've been able to work with Joseph Farah on several projects and several things in the past. I have tremendous respect for WND.com because their people are real people. I'm telling you right now, they're real people. They're great people, right? I mean, I've had Art Moore on, I've had David Kapilian on, I've had Bob Unruh on, several other reporters that they have too, that I've had on. All right. Anyway, long story short, I really commend the David Kapilians of the world. And, you know, you could say it's all about money for these people, but one of the other things that you need to know about WND.com is most of the people that work for WND.com have well-known, well-documented, well-credentialed journalistic experience. And most of them come from other more liberal news organizations, but not so liberal that you can't trust them. In other words, they've had pretty good conservative careers. But they go, in my opinion, to WND because they know that they can be freer to speak their minds. They know that they can focus on things that matter more. Right? Anyway, I find that refreshing. And I'm grateful indeed for that, right? So I bring all that up because I want you to know, in my opinion, who are the good guys. And I don't think WorldNet Daily's perfect. I've had people work for them and then say, hey, you know, it didn't work out too well or whatever else. I get it. But that's true everywhere you go, right? I'm not going to down anybody on hearsay or on some of those things. I'm just telling you that I think they do a great job. And you say, why? Because I've seen them. I mean, they could literally go a lot more mainstream and probably not get beat up near as much. But they don't. They could probably just fold into another news service and sell out. But they haven't. Okay, so I don't know everything about them. And, you know, I know some people on the inside might be like, oh, Sam, you don't even know. But look, they've been in the news media since 1997. 97, 107, 117, that's 24 years or whatever. They've been in the business almost as long as I have. A long time, folks. And I'm telling you, from experience, it takes some pretty thick chops. It takes some serious mojo to be in the game that long. You know, if you don't make a gazillion dollars like some of the people in the business, very few, I might add, then it's very hard to stay here because there's not a lot of money in it. There's a whole lot of work and a whole lot. Well, it's a thankless job is the way I'd probably put it. You know, I mean, how many people are like really telling you how grateful they are for your work and your service and what you've done on the radio? Not very many. And I'm not looking for kudos, but I am saying it's tough, right? I'm saying it's very hard to stay in the business as long as we've been here doing what we do, right? Okay. Like Black Lives Matter has managed to raise a ton of money last year. Okay. How much, you say? The Black Lives Matter BLM organization recently shared that they received more than $90 million last year, according to a screenshot of finances they showed or shared the Associated Press in a financial statement. Right? Think about that. That's what Black Lives Matter has been able to garner in the last year alone. Okay? Do you know how much we've been able to raise in this last year alone, folks? I think based on donations or whatever else, we might have got maybe $5,000. Okay, something like that. Think about that. It's about all. But the Black Lives Matter BLM group organization recently shared that they received more than $90 million last year alone. That's according to a screenshot of their finances that they shared with the Associated Press in a financial statement. Think about that. Shocking. It's shocking. No wonder we struggle to compete. We can't raise $5. Now listen to this. Right? Think about this. They say that they raised most of their money with $30 donations. The organization explains that donations from people averaged at around $30 $1.76, with 10% of that being recurring donations. Now, here's what's fascinating about that, ladies and gentlemen. Are you listening carefully? I have been advocating for 25 years, less than a dollar a day. If you put $30 a month into Liberty News Radio, LovingLiberty.net, or, you know, Liberty Roundtable, our groups, we could make a tremendous, tremendous difference. But less than a dollar a day has been hard for folks to do. Most folks wouldn't even give you $30, much less a recurring donation. But what's fascinating to me about this is Black Lives Matter literally has received $90 million in 1 year. Okay? By $30 donations on the average. That's really less than a dollar a day, isn't it? For a month. I mean, if you, on the average, there's a little bit more than 30 days in a month, right? There's 365 days in a year, right? So 365 and a quarter to be exact. Anyway, all I'm telling you is it's a little bit more than $30 a month, so less than a dollar a day if you did it. Okay, that's how the Black Lives Matters have received $90 million, they claim. And they're showing financial statement screenshots, and they're submitting that to the Associated Press. So I find that just incredibly fascinating. And I look at it and I go, man, if we could even raise a 90 million. If we could even raise 1% of that, what would that be? 900,000? Because if it was 100 million, it'd be 1 million, right? 1%. Okay, we could run our organization for probably 3 or 4 years pretty easily. All right. We need donors, folks, and I'm not just trying to run around begging for your money. I'm just trying to get you guys to understand. And when I say that the Liberty Movement doesn't put anything, they don't put their money where their mouth is. You know, I know Kirk Crosby used to be quite kind of offended at that statement. He's like, well, some of them do. And I know, I get those of you who are dedicated, and there's very few of you, and I'm grateful for you. I don't mean to ignore or gloss over your contributions because they are valuable. Okay, they are. I mean, it's because of you that we're even here, right? So I don't mean to diminish you in any way. What I'm telling you, though, is when Black Lives Matter can raise $90 million in 1 year on the average of $30 donations from individuals, they claim. And you could say, well, we don't know if it's true, Sam. Well, it's true that they have a lot of money. We know that. Where are they getting it from? Maybe we don't know that. It would take some investigations. Good luck getting to the bottom of that one. But nevertheless, I digress, except to say, look, we can't, you know, if we had 1,000 Americans, just 1,000 Americans that put in less than a dollar a day monthly, if they did it recurring, 1,000 Americans recurring, we would have $30,000 a month and all of our troubles would be over. $1,000, I'm sorry, $30, 1,000 Americans monthly would have $30,000 a month. That's $360,000 a year. We could run our organization and grow substantially with that kind of money. Okay? We could add hosts to our network. We could grow into a lot more video than we're doing now. LovingLiberty.net has a little bit of video. We could refine our phone apps quite a bit more and really improve things. But right now we run on a shoestring, and I'm grateful for that shoestring. Don't misunderstand me. I don't mean to be negative. I'm just telling you what we could do and what we would like to do. But the Black Lives Matter BLM organization recently shared that they received more than $90 million. I mean, it's just shocking to me. All right, that's hour one in the can, ladies and gentlemen. The good we could do if we could get proper funding. Wow. And you know what? Operation Choke Point is literally chopping off our ability to even accept credit cards now. My buddy James Edwards with the political cesspool, his credit card capabilities are completely shut down. Operation Choke Point 2.0 that I mentioned. Live and well is the best way to describe it, I guess. Wow, ladies and gentlemen. Pray for us. Fund us. Do all that you can. Little work by a lot of people make heavy work light. Right? One becomes two, then becomes the few, then becomes the many. All right? Lift where you stand, and we can all make a difference together, but we need your support. LovingLiberty.net, spread the word. I am Sam Bushman. I declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.